Chasemis in the sixth parsha, in Shinas Tav Resh Nun Hey, brings a medrash, says, Yonasi b'chagvei haselo. So what does Yonasi, the pasuk says, Yonasi my Yerna, it says, Yerna b'chagvei haselo. Preparing Klai Yisrael to Yerna b'chagvei haselo. So the medrash says that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that, for me, I relate to Klai Yisrael as if they're a Yonah posa, a Yonah which is cooing. But for the Umas Arlam, Klai Yisrael is like a royas, like an aryeh, like a lion. Like it says, Mitzrayim kichoyos hena, the Mitzrayim Klai Yisrael was wild animals. So let's shot in the Medrash. It says, each person has different types of midas, there are different types of things which make up their characteristic. But really a person should be, if you want to, let's say you want to use a marshal, call each mida a different letter of the alphabet, the person has many, many midas. He has an A meter, and a B meter, and a C meter. But the person's real goal in life is to become an alphabet soup, in the sense of that A and B might be two sides of this of a coin. A is that person who's very loose in spending his money, and B is a person who's a spendthrift, and B is a person who's a miser. Well, so a person really should have both. A person should have the element of being able to spend money when it's the proper time to spend money, and that person should be control himself and not spend when it's not the right time or the right for the right item. Yeah, this person has to have both elements. So a person ends up being a whole menagerie of different meters. However, what is interesting, so the Medrash says, the Klai Yisrael in some ways is like a Yarna, which is posa, and sometimes it's like an aryeh. An aryeh is, it goes out and it fights and attacks. Sometimes it's like the bird, which seems to be helpless and just calls out for help. There's a feeling of humility, of a nevis, of hachno to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's a feeling of the being empowered and the confidence and the brashness and the strength to go out and to attack and to fight. Both are necessary. But what's important, he says, that a person should recognize that even though you need to use the meat of Azus to go fight against the Sitrach or against the Tzad of the Yetzirah, what's the definition of the person? A person sometimes could use a mida, even if it's not the definition of what the person really stands for, what he represents, because of under circumstances he's forced to use that mida again and again and again. It starts becoming part of the person's personality. He starts saying, well, I'm the type of person who does these type of things. He perceives himself as such. It's a natural response to do that because it's ingrained in him so much. But deep, deep down, that wasn't necessarily with him. It wasn't necessarily what he sees his life's work as a life's goal. He's just absorbed it without thinking. But this is how he's dealt with it so many times. And we need to find what the true defining element of the person is. He says the true defining element of Klai Yisrael is that we're like a Yonah Posa. We have the Muna to Daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, look to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The true defining element of the person could be deep down, could be the midas tovus of the midah of hachnoah, of the midah of kabbalah, those type of midas. And there's times you have to use the other ones. He says that's the difference in Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is that he's trying to get his due rights. He's trying to hold back somebody else back. He's fighting for his rights. And Yisrael is when a person is drawn to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the goal of our selves is to, whatever meter we're using, but to be aware of what our real meter, what our real deep inner core is doing and saying, and the ruts, and if we don't address that, we're going to remain unfulfilled and unhappy people the rest of our life.